Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, I'm actually in Boise, Idaho right now. And, you know, my friends, today's been a very interesting day. And I'll talk a little bit about specifics in a moment, but I really want to discuss a pinnacle philosophy of the biblical bachelor lifestyle. And it is this. A man must break free of society and its expectations and not limit himself to one woman. Now, you might say, Austin, how do you go from biblical and bachelor to more than one woman? Oh, don't worry. Well, we're going to break it all down for you today because, you know, I find it sickening that so many different people are this. Got a fire truck going by? Yeah, I think it is. Sorry if you guys can hear that. But where was I? Oh, that's right. I was talking about, look, my friends, when it comes to relationships that are, quote, traditional, let's cut through the garbage. Let's cut through the bullshit. Let's get straight down to brass tacks, shall we? How many of you have a mother and a father, and you thought that relationships should always be like that? Or you had people in church, or people in school, or they had people tell you, hey, you should have this type of relationship where you look at the movies, the TV shows, the news, prominent figures in popular culture, and you looked at them and you thought, you know what? I want that kind of relationship. You looked at Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, you looked at, I don't know, people in your church, people in your community, maybe your parents, maybe your grandparents, and you thought to yourself, I want to have that beautiful relationship. I want to have that kind of relationship that lasts forever. She's mine, all mine. I'm hers, all hers, and everything is great. You know, we're married for 50 years. I have 5 kids, and the whole thing is great. My friends, unfortunately, this is a fantasy that's been fed to us. Now, is it possible to have all the things I described? Of course, possible. However, one thing they will not tell you is this. Number one, the less women you've had in your under your belt, so to speak, the more you are susceptible to the exploitation of the female subspecies. The more likely you are to be exploited by society and lined up for a shearing the way that the cows line up for a milking by the farmer. Yes, you heard me right. But gentlemen, you know, I was walking around downtown not that long ago, switching gears for a second, and I was sitting across from the AT&T building, which happens to be, coincidentally, right across from the Idaho State Capitol building. And I was sitting there, and I was eating my lunch, and I looked up, and I thought to myself, do you think it's a coincidence that the corporate suits, the empty skirts, AT&T, which is one of the biggest companies on planet Earth, one of the monopolies, in my opinion, of our time, right across from the state capitol building, do you think it's an accident? You know, one thing that I really like to do and that I've gotten into within the last year, year and a half, is the Cyberpunk 2077 universe. And I find it very interesting how Johnny Silverhand, one of my favorite characters, he talks about this idea of Arasaka, which is like a megacorp in the city, and he talks about how it's built off of people's broken dreams, it's built off of people's crushed ideals, and it now is aiming for their very souls. And now, I'm not a communist. I am not the guy that's like, done with corporations, man, we need to get rid of capitalism. No, I love capitalism. I think capitalism is great. It's created a lot more for the world than communism, which creates nothing but more bureaucrats and less prosperity. But the more I look at the world, the more I realize that the corporations, the mega ones, not the mom and pop shops you see on the thrift stores and down, you know, in little places here and there in the strip mall and downtown. Now, I'm not talking about the mom and pop shops. I'm talking about the big players. The big kahunas of the marketplace who own pretty much everything that you read, everything that you hear, everything that you see. And when you realize that they stand to gain more money by you being another normie, oxygen-thieving, consuming moron than being a free thinker who wants to avoid being exploited, who wants to avoid being lined up for a shearing the way cows line up for a milking. You want to avoid these things. You don't want to be just another wallet to be opened up and siphoned off like a power outlet siphon, like a appliance that gets plugged into a wall to siphon power from the outlet. You don't want to be another one of those people. And one of the most backdoor ways that they do this is through women, because women are very plugged into the system, very plugged into the matrix, as Andrew Tate coined the phrase, very tied into what people think, what people say, what people do, how they're perceived. They care about it more than men do on average. And men, we have a natural desire to fornicate, procreate, and spend time with women, right? So one of the back ways that they get us men into the system, domesticated like a bull with a nose, with a ring in his nose and a field, is through women and having say, hey, you know what? We'll give you this contract for exclusive rights to prostitution, i.e. marriage, and we'll let you have full access to this woman. But there are rules in place. There's a line of conduct and a way you must treat them. This is a business merger, but we're going to put romance over it. We're going to put love over it so that you, the schmuck, can get exploited. But don't worry, because you'll get your balls drained every once in a while. You get your wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, be done in 2 minutes and you're good, right? That's how they get you. So when you take that system out and you don't let the know-nothings, whether they be religious, secular, spiritual, doesn't matter. You don't let the yuppies who think that because in the Bible, the Quran, and the sacred text, it has the word marriage from 2,000 years ago to marriage now, and they think it's the same institution, they think it's the same structure, they think it's the same people. It's not. It is not. And so this is why in the biblical bachelor lifestyle, which I created, and a lot of men in this community, they agree with it. Part of it is not going with the normie system of just having one woman. Why? Because then you're limiting yourself. You're putting yourself in a position where now you are depending on somebody else to give you something that you want. And you can't go anywhere else. Because if you go somewhere else, you're paralyzed. If you're married and you go out and you have sex with another woman, you're paralyzed for that. Oh, it doesn't matter if she's not giving it to you. It doesn't matter that she's not initiating with you. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. What matters is you had a contract. You broke the contract. Bingo. Done. Now, not everything in life is about sex. That's an if and or duh. Obvious, right? But it is a necessity. The same way that you must eat to stay alive. The same way you must sleep. The same way you must drink water. You must have some outlet for your sexual energy, whether it be transmutation, like Napoleon Hill talks about in his books, outweighing the devil, thinking grow rich, etc., or it's through finding friends with benefits, finding concubines, wives, whatever. You have to have a way to put this energy somewhere other than having it eat you alive and just wasting it and just busting gallons of nuts on yourself. You can't do that. Why? Because it's the same thing. Like, I'll tell you guys a story. Hold on, let me get a drink of water before I tell you guys the story. I haven't told the story on the show, I don't think. Oh, is it good? God, I love water, man. Cold water is the only best thing that you'll ever have, especially when it's hot outside. Well, I'll tell you guys a quick story. When I was in the Air Force about 2.5 years ago, now, has it really been that long? Wow. Time flies by, man. Let me tell you something. Anyways, I don't want to sound like an old man here. But about 2.5 years ago, when I was still in the Air Force, I was going through a dark period, feeling really depressed, feeling borderline like I wanted to off myself. And that's why I ended up in a mental hospital for 28 days. But before that, what they did was they put me on medication. They put me on a drug that's often called serotonin selective reinhibitor uptakes. In other words, they were SSRIs. They were drugs that helped me feel like I wasn't so depressed. But you know what was interesting about those drugs, guys? I didn't necessarily feel better. I felt nothing. I went from feeling depressed, anxious, unhappy, to feeling nothing. Numb. No, nothing. I felt like I should be feeling something, but felt nothing. That is how men who are busting gallons of nut on themselves and not putting in work, not finding solace in their job, not finding solace in the gym, not finding solace in their spirituality journey. Instead, what they do is they bust gallons of nut on themselves to avoid, because they fear their own sexuality and the potential exploitation that comes with it. Let me tell you something. You are not an incel in that particular. Incel stands for involuntarily celibate. I can guarantee you, you listening to this show, you are what I would call a vocel, a voluntary celibate man. That's what I am. I'm a vocel, V-O-C-E-L, voluntarily celibate man. I can have sex right now if I wanted to. You doubt me? All I need is a couple hundred bucks. Now, I know that all Austin going to pay for it. You always paying for it, dude. I don't care if you pay with money, time, energy, attention. I'm not telling you to do anything illegal, by the way. No, don't break the law. What I'm telling you is you can get these things for relatively cheap. That's what I'm telling you. The market has never been better for guys like you and guys like me who are either never have no interest in marriage or are divorced. We have the best marketplace probably since ancient Rome. But guess what, my friends? You are actively discouraged from understanding the freeing realization of having multiple women, because then you understand the true nature of the female. You understand that they naturally want men who have access to other women. You understand that when you limit yourself to one woman, she has a monopoly over your Johnson. And you wouldn't let a company have a monopoly over your wallet, would you? No, because then they get to set the supply and the demand. You don't want that, right? Because then they get to set the price and you have nowhere else to go. In the same way, why would you do the same thing with your sexual pleasure? Why would you only find it in one place? Why would you do that? Why would you limit yourself like that and then be shocked when the rates go through the roof for you to get the bare minimum? Why would you do that? Answer, it doesn't make a lot of logical sense, does it? Of course not. But that's why people use manipulation. That's why people use social pressure. That's why people use churches and whatnot to try to get you to get into a marriage based off not logic and reason, but off of feelings and faith in plain English. Now, my friends, we need to understand the danger we are in. We, as free-thinking individuals, who, if you are not a free-thinking individual, you would not have made it this far. You would have turned the show off already because you couldn't stand, oh my God, he's talking about stuff that, how could he talk like this? This is not polite speech. No, this is offensive. How dare he tell men to not be monogamous, because that, what is he, a misogynist? He must be a bad, evil man. I mean, you could call me whatever you want. I don't particularly care. I've been called pretty much everything. See, you know, the problem is a lot of people, they think with their emotions. They think with their Johnsons. They think with everything other than the muscle that was given to them that by God that makes them above the average monkey in a zoo. And that is their brain. That is their human brain, which is what was given to us by God to make us smarter than the average monkey, the average fish, the average bird. That is why we are the apex species as far as we know, because instead of using our beaks or our claws, we got guns. But they don't want you to use your mental horsepower when it comes to matters that stand for you to not be in the system and make them money, in plain English. Now, my friends, you could say this is sour grapes, this is too far. You could say all those things if you want. I'm not telling you to go out there and get a body count in the triple digits. I'm not telling you to do that. What I'm telling you is I think it's intelligent for men, especially for younger men, to not follow this lie that was put forward that male virginity means something. According to Esther Vilar, who was a very intelligent woman in the 1960s and 70s, who wrote a book called The Manipulated Man, yes, you heard me right, she told it was a tell-all manuscript that talked about in detail how it is not the woman being exploited by the man as pushed forward in the media, in movies, in TV shows, in books, in cartoons. No, it was the woman who was exploiting the man. In her words, not mine. Now, in her book, she talked about how the man was being exploited and how it was a total fabrication that the male virginity meant anything. Women don't care about that at all. Nothing. Zero. The reason why it's valued in women and not in men, in the same way that promiscuity or experience in men is valued but not in women, is because women have access to men on a scale that most men would be disgusted to find out, whereas the average man must possess something of worth or value to even have a chance of getting inside a vagina. Period. End of story. I mean, I challenge you to tell me the last time you heard anybody talk like this. Nobody talks like this. Nobody. I have yet to meet a single person who has put it in a succinct way the way I just did. Period. My friends, this is why, as part of the Biblical Bachelor Lifestyle, I encourage you to have more than one woman. Why? Not because you're out here just wanting to slang that thing, but because I want you to gain perspective. I want you to understand that just because she looks good, just because she has the figure that you want, she still has the same software that every other woman possesses. She's still going to put up with garbage. She still has a past. She still has 2 degrees. Separated from some pookie, she still is just like any other woman, but you've created this fantasy for her that now you think that's called the halo effect. The better looking you are, the more people associate your outward looks with inner qualities. But this is untrue. This is a fallacy that leads to a lot of men's downfall. And this is why I encourage you as a man to have more than one woman. And you understand this reality in a way that a man who does not do this, who is a virgin who marries a woman who is not a virgin, because no women are virgins out here. None. 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 As soon as a woman realizes that her sexuality is her ultimate power against man to get anything that she wants, it's game over. Game over. So my friends, you can debate me on the subject if you wish. You can try to rebuke me if you wish. But in order to do that, you're going to have to bring to the court of public opinion reason, logic, and facts. Not your feelings. Not your garbage. Not the garbage. Not the sewage. Not the fake news. I don't want to hear any of that. I want to hear logically where you agree or disagree with what we've discussed today. So, my friends, in the meantime, I encourage you to comment below what you think. If you like the video, you know what to do already. And if you think you know a guy who needs to hear this today, who needs to understand this reality, who maybe you've been trying to tell them this and they don't want to hear it, send it to them. Maybe we will wake them up and you can save them from 20 years of terror. Or just like Moses walked around in the wilderness for 40 years. You could, a man walk around in the mental wilderness for about 40 years with this bullshit. From birth to 40, they deal with this garbage. And hopefully it is my goal, along with a lot of other men in this community, that men learn this at the youngest and quickest age that they can, so they can focus on things they care about instead of wasting their time like a hamster on a wheel, caring about things society cares about that's not going to benefit them in any capacity. My friends, take care of yourselves. Think for yourself. Let me know what you thought and what your feelings and thoughts are. I'm out. Peace.